This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Mel Schottenstein. She is a naturopathic doctorate to Terra Medical, who offers both bioidentical hormone replacement therapy as well as a toxic hormone detox program. She has training in Swiss biological medicine, integrative oncology, and regenerative medicine. And Dr. Schottenstein, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. And thanks for coming out. So tell us, is it true that common household products and toiletries could actually be harming our hormones? Let's start things there today.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, a lot of common products such as detergents, cleaners, dryer sheets, feminine hygiene products, cosmetics or lotions or even deodorants, a lot of them actually have endocrine disrupting chemicals that alter your existing hormone profile. And those can cause a variety of conditions, whether it's just exhaustion that you feel or your hormones are not quite in balance. But actually, even research has found that it's been linked to testicular cancer, prostate cancer, and breast cancer. And in fact, it's even shown to promote thyroid dysfunction, promote the existence of fibrocystic breast disease, migraines, endometriosis, and even possibly other hormone-related conditions.
Interesting and eye-opening information for sure. And how can we find out if we are being exposed to these toxic hormones?
Well, one of the first ways is I usually sit down with people and go over all of their possible exposures to toxic chemicals and find out what might they be using and what they could have exposures to that could potentially have these synthetic chemicals in it. And once we figure that out, then number one is start eliminating those from their lifestyle. And another thing that could be done is if people are unsure, then we can actually do some testing and figure out if they have some exposure within their bloodstream, their urine. There's a variety of ways to test that. If it comes from toxic metals, then there's also provoked urine tests and hair tests that can be done as well.
Another question for you. Do people tend to feel symptomatic when they are exposed?
Some people may not. The way I look at it is, you have a barrel of water, and over a period of time, you keep filling that with water, then ultimately it's going to start overfilling, and water is going to start pouring over the sides. So we could be getting a ton of exposure currently and just not reach the point where our body is starting to show symptoms, so like the water overflowing out of the bucket. So we could be filling ourselves with a ton of toxic chemicals and just waiting for that one moment when the body starts showing that it is toxic.
Well, it certainly is great to have you on to cover these issues. We really appreciate it today. We are with Dr. Mel Schottenstein. She is a naturopathic doctorate to Terra Medical, who offers both bioidentical hormone replacement therapy as well as a toxic hormone detox program here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Continuing on, Dr. Schottenstein, why is it so important to eliminate these foreign hormones?
Sure. One of the major reasons is you want to remove your risk factors for potentially other harmful conditions down the line. So this would increase risk factors for cancers. It would also promote more degeneration within the body. So number one would be you want to reduce inflammation, irritation, blockages for your body to heal, and promote the body to optimal wellness. And by keeping a toxic environment within the body, it's just setting the stage for further degeneration and multiple possible health conditions down the line.
Also, how do we get rid of these endocrine disrupting chemicals?
That's a great question. The first way is eliminate the exposure. When you eliminate the exposure, you're not adding in a new source. The second way depends on what it is that the person's been exposed to. It could be that they need to do something to help promote their liver detox. It could be that they need to have an IV therapy. It could be that they need to do supplementation, diets, changes. Maybe they need to do exercise. It could be a variety depending on what it is that the person has been exposed to. In most cases, we can actually use diets, lifestyle, and supplementation and recommend exercise to help promote the body to detox.
Most informative. Can't thank you enough for what you do in this space and for joining us here today. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share or make us aware of as we wrap things up here today?
Absolutely. I think that there's two major things that I want people to take away. That's in terms of the toxic chemicals, there are many ways that you can actually eliminate them, and you don't have to go out of your way to buy natural products. You can actually make a lot of things at home. So I would encourage a lot of your listeners to actually look up recipes online on how to make natural products so that it doesn't break the bank to try and make a healthier lifestyle, because it is important. It's important to try and prevent problems down the line.
Certainly appreciate your concluding remarks, most helpful and appreciated as well. Dr. Schottenstein, where can listeners get more information online on Tutera Medical, and also how can they best be in touch as well?
The best place online would be to go to our website for Tutera Medical, and additionally they can contact Tutera by calling into the clinic as well.
And that certainly is easy enough. Again, Dr. Schottenstein, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Mel Schottenstein. She is a naturopathic doctor at Tutera Medical, who offers both bioidentical hormone replacement therapy as well as toxic hormone detox programs. And for further details, visit TuteraMedical.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.